Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. Please do subscribe and share if you're not already. All right, let's get into it.
Losey's a feminine icon, and well, I not wear even two masks. How dare you talk about PS and politics in this scene?
Not even just on that level, dog, but I think there's people out there who think they're funny and they want to and it's cancel culture, right? They want to fucking cancel you and me so that they think they can jump up or whatever, right?
The interesting thing is, like, I'm on here for fun, dude. And so, like, if I want to come on here and troll people and, like, everyone hates me and wants to bounce, fine, I'm done. I'm off. You know, like, I'm here to have fun. You know what I mean? Like, there are people on here that have meet people that are, like, I guess open mic kind of comics and shit. And I listen to them talk, and it's just like they're like legit hella spooked about like social justice shit. And I'm like, bro, if I want to come on here and say whatever wild shit that I want, and you want to boot me off, then fuck it, I don't want to be on this platform, you know? But like,
isn't that freedom of speech?
Yeah, and I'm not a fucking comedian. But there are people on here that are like, here's my comedian. No. I'm not at all. Let's play some of these messages, man, because they're stacking up.
Let's do it. I love it. You want to hit the first one?
I'm gonna let you hit the first one. I'll hit the second.
I'll hit the first one.
I done pissed in my own damn mouth. That's how a real man does it down south. When you grow into an old man, as a young man, you realize that's how things work. My grandpappy once taught me, you piss in your own mouth, boy. Don't be relying on no other man to piss in your mouth for you.
You got to get up against the wall and take care of yourself. You know, you can't put it on nobody else.
Rand Paul's all like, my father, he pissed in his own mouth. Like, these are the things that that's hilarious, man.
See, he walked uphill both ways to school and home.
He walked up both ways to school while he was pissing his mouth both ways.
That's right. That's right. And then he came home, did yoga, leaning against the wall, taught himself how to piss in his mouth doing yoga, leaning against the wall, might I mention.
He taught it the piss to go in his mouth without even pissing. That's what he did.
That's right. Because you got to get the moves down before you start dancing. You got to get the moves down, right? So come on.
We've all seen Footloose. We know how it turns out. You don't get the moves
down. You can't put the cart before the horse.
That's right. Piss all over the floor. People slipping.
I mean, you can't put the fart before the piss. You just can't do it. Never work.
The fart before the piss. That's a recipe for disaster.
That's a recipe.
And we all know that. Right. Dude, this is, you know, man, I mean, this is like what a writer's room is like. It's this is actually like a hilarious idea. I'm gonna put this down. This is your idea, you can keep it. But like, this is so funny. Like, just people talking about. Like pundits or whatever.
Only a true patriot piss in their mouth. Only a true patriot. You piss in your son's mouth, you piss in your daughter's mouth. That's what my papa taught me. That's my papa taught me that, and you know, that's how you become a man or a woman. That's what I was taught, and that's what I want the people in the future generations to be taught.
That's right. We got to come into age, and you know, it's you got to be able to take 3 mouthfuls of piss.
Hello. When I became president, governor of California, people didn't think that me, as an Austrian immigrant, was able to piss in my own mouth. But I showed them I pissed more in my mouth than any other governor in the past history of the state. And now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will not piss in her mouth.
Hey there, Governor!
I remember when I was a child, they all the president didn't piss in her mouth. His name was Adolf Hitler.
That's a bad short
sentence. Hey there, Governor!
Hey there, Governator. I love that there comment. And you know what? Everybody thinks that I used to fiddle Martin Winsky with their cigar up that P-Tang. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks that's what was happening. But really, I was just pissing him on the bitch.
I mean, that's a great Bill Clinton, bro. That's a fucking awesome Bill Clinton. Oh man,
oh, this is
incredible.
Now, I want to see Biden take a load in the mouth. People don't realize the importance of this. I can't trust a presidential individual to have that sort of role and do the right thing without being able to take a load in the mouth.
Well, hello, Mr. Chunky, and thank you very much for mentioning this, but no, I have blown my load down Mr. Biden's throat many, many times. He gives tremendous head, fantastic head, wonderful head. He swallows every time, never gags, even with my tremendous mushroom head.
And I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people that would say that what Donald just said is wrong, but I saw it myself. I sucked Joe Biden's cock, and I pissed in my mouth, and it was a strong piss, very full acids, amino acids, caution, Metamucil. Joe is a good man, and I'm happy to say that I took the piss in his mouth. By the way, this is Barack Obama, if you didn't get it, because it's bad. Yeah, what's that? Another. Sorry. It flopped, guys. Sorry, bro. Flop. You did a good Nixon. That was Nixon, right?
No, you did Donald Trump.
You did Donald Trump.
It was my attempt at Donald Trump. My attempt at Donald Trump.
What's another one? How about George Bush, bro? Like, I tell you what.
Oh, man.
You know, he pissed my.
You gotta go hillbilly cokehead, but with a silver spoon. It's a complicated.
In Texas, you pissed my mouth once.
You got it.
Piss my mouth twice. You don't piss my mouth again.
Oh, you dude, know, like, you just, dude, that's it. That's it.
Nah, it's not super it, but like, it's no, that's no. Kind of the area. But, yeah.
No, but you're on to it. You're on to it. You got the pace of it, right?
You know, it's funny, it's like to watch. There are actually some dudes on here that like do like, voices, but they all did like Family Guy voices or something, which is, you know, stupid. But
I could like, do a little Robin. Quiggity quiggity quagmire. Oh, giggity giggity goo.
Yeah, I mean this dude could do a perfect Peter, but it's kind of like
Peter's tough. I can't do Peter. Right? Not a believable Peter.
Let me try. Just kidding, I'm complaining the message. Ooh.
skeet.
Now I can't deal with it now. People going out drinking a Iranian piss. You know, Iraqi piss and Afghani piss and you know, the terrorists out there. It's dangerous now, and, you know, but you gotta have respect for a man that can really get it down the hatch. So now, I'm not saying they're good people, but at the same time, it's corrupted piss. So there's pros and cons. Can we discuss this?
Oh, my God. This is so funny, bro. There's nine more of these messages. I'm tickled pink by, like, this. Just, like, people discussing pissing in people's mouths. Seriously, this is amazing, dude.
Exactly. Yes, bro. This is amazing. Yes. Look what we just created. This is brilliant. Is
awesome, man. Right?
And so I got to answer that guy. So. Yeah.
I would have to agree with you. There ain't nothing good about no piss if that piss ain't been justified by the people. And that piss has to come from the people. You get it? It's from the people. But then again, it's from the people. So Nancy Pelosi's problem, she ain't ever taken that people down her throat. She ain't never been gripped by them ears, having that cock rammed down her throat and just filled with that piss.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah, dude. I was actually, that was inspiring. I saw Bill Clinton talk once. That motherfucker is like charismatic as shit. And he could say that to a crowd of people and people would be like, fuck yeah, like he's right, dude. Like we should be pissed out of people's mouth.
Oh yeah. And then he'd have a line of like 10 groupies waiting for him after his speech.
Dude, he did. He did, bro. And this is before we knew about all this shit.
And Hillary was okay with it. Now that's the trippy thing, right? So riddle me this. These feminists line up to back Hillary for president, but her man is the most philandering man in American history.
Bro, anyone that backs Hillary is like either retarded and doesn't know anything about Hillary. And if you do it for feminism, then you're retarded and you shouldn't be taken seriously. Straight up, anyone listening, that's like that woman is fucking evil, and then she has a very, very open record of like doing fucked up shit. And it's like a bad look for feminists. That's the interesting thing too. Is like if Kamala Harris becomes president, you know, but we hate Kamala Harris, right? So the worst Tulsi Gabbard. If you want to have like, oh shit, a woman's going to be president, like she's legit. It should be Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, or I mean, I don't like any politician, but like out of all of them, she'd be a good look. You know what I mean? Like, come on, Harris can be fucking terrible. So then it's like, oh, the first woman president, first black woman, not even black, fucking Indian woman president, is gonna suck. She's gonna fuck everything up. It's gonna be a bad look for feminism. Like,
she's faking being black. Do you hear her? Do you hear her? Okay,
yes, so, I did everything. I know. We can't talk. I don't mean to sound racist when I say this,
but you could hear Obama turn on the Obonics when he was speaking,
of course,
to certain crowds. But then he speaks to Congress and he speaks a different way.
They all do. Come on, there's one of the Breakfast Club, you know, and she's like, "Oh my mama," you know, like Tupac was, you know. But they all do that. Did you watch the Breakfast Club thing where Hillary Clinton was like interviewed by like Charlemagne? And she was like, they're like, what do you keep in your purse? Like, what's the one thing you keep on you? And Hillary Clinton was like, hot sauce, which is just so fucking like
weird,
you know? And they were just like, oh, like, okay. And
at all times. Like, man, really?
If like, you could just, if the one question would be like, what brand? That's it. They would fucking nail that shit. Joe Biden's whole shit of like, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. It's like, bro, it's. Did you hear Biden? I'm fucking upset, man. I'm aggravated right now, dude. Like, let's keep this shit going, dude. I'm sorry.
Same. Man. No, same, dude. Let's do a whole nother show on what we're talking about right now, keeping it real on how pissed off we are that these fucking people that are telling us they're progressive are totally sold out and are not progressive at all.
Of course.
But let's do a different show on that, like keeping it real. Like, we could do voices and shit, but let's do, like, a real thing, you know what I mean?
I don't want to do voices. You're good at voices, bro. You should, if you want to do voices and you're good at voices, you should do it with another person on set, because there are a bunch of people that get a voice. I'm having fun talking to you and stuff, but, like, I'm not trying to, like, do voices.
No, dude, I'm really enjoying talking with you. When it comes up, like, yeah. I'm really enjoying talking with you. I've seen you on a bunch of talks, and I like what you bring, and I like your fire.
Hey, bro. I like your fire, too, man. Twin flame, bro. Double dragon.
Boom.
I heard that Chinese PP and a bit too much of it is what caused the COVID. Y'all know the COVID. we all know the COVID all too well. And I think, personally, that the COVID was caused by some nasty PP.
Well, if you want to get down to it, we all know that the COVID was caused by that goddamn pee-pee, started up there in Flint like we had been talking about, went down through the pipes, worked its way down through the system, trickled down, if you will. It trickled down. It did trickle down. And now it's in your mouth, boy. How you liking it now? How you liking that Flint water?
Oh, and I'm Tony fucking Blair, and I'm fucking coming from England and saying, you better drink your fucking pee-pee, mate. You fucking...
No, I have no British expression other than like aggressive cockney. That was a great... that was Dana Carvey as George W. Bush, right? Yeah. Hold on, let's not deconstruct it.
I don't know what it was.
President of Brazil, have you met the former president of the United States of America? Well, you really should. Yeah. Dave.
Worm.
Will you please call 45 to the stage, please?
Well, Mr. Worm, do you have a question for Mr. 45? Because Mr. 45 has a question for you. Are you a true patriot? Did you charge? Were you in the insurrection? Are you one of my Proud Boys? Are you one of those Proud Boys over there in San Francisco with the gold lamé shirts, dancing on a float, prancing about, you know, whipping the cock out, spinning it around and around?
Which Mr. Former President, question? OAN, Josh Simpson? OAN Network?
I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought.
No, it's okay, Mr. President. As establishing a presidency for forming the office of presidency, how much piss do you intend to consume on a regular day-to-day basis? And do you think that your successor, Joe Biden, will be able to consume the same amount of piss?
Well, my current regimen is about 1/2 gallon of my own piss per day. And, of course, I drink 3 gallons of Melania's because... Oh, it's the nectar. Let me tell you, it's like peach juice. Her piss, I don't even let it go in the toilet. We keep it in a separate receptacle. It's called, I won't even tell you.
Mr. President, Samuel Sampson from Newsmax. Is it true that the First Lady's piss does taste like apple cider?
No. Definitely not apple cider. Definitely like peach juice. Tremendous peach juice. The sweetest peach juice you've ever tasted in your life. And her piss, I have gallons of it in every room. Every room, wherever I go, there's gallons of Melania's piss, okay?
Mr. President, Devon Simpson from CNN. Is it true that you're working out a deal with the Saudi Arabian princess to sell gallons of the First Lady's piss in exchange for relaxing nuclear weapons proliferation tensions?
We are working on a deal. It is true. We're working on a deal. We are working with Elon Musk. He's a tremendous genius, fantastic genius. Elon Musk has figured out how to turn Melania's piss into energy. And the new Tesla cars, the SEX model, will be fueled by Melania piss.
Mr. President, Karen Wheatley from CNBC. Is it true when Elon Musk turns the First Lady's piss into a renewable source of energy, we're going to see more redecoration in the White House for Christmas?
That's true. We're going to go way more satanic. We're going to go all black instead of all red trees. You'll see all black. There will be an honoring to Moloch. There will be a sacrificial altar so that we can drain the baby's blood so we can get the adrenochrome, which keeps us young, you know, us presidents, myself, Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein.
Sorry, Mr. President, Josh Simpson again from Newsmax. Two-part question. First, is it true that the baby's blood that you guys sacrificed to Moloch actually has more power than the piss of Ron Paul? Follow-up, are we going to be able to use the First Lady's piss to power some cities as opposed to increasing costs with 5G?
Melania's piss will power the world, okay? This is why I'm storing it. I don't know why people can't understand this. They can't grasp the concept behind the thought that Melania's piss is going to power the world, okay? It's fantastic piss, tremendous piss. Her piss is so potent. It's the most potent. She doesn't drink water. This is concentrated piss, okay?
She does
Mr. President, not. Mr. President, excuse me. Josh from Newsweek. Does it make me gay if I have fantasies about Bigfoot fondling my testicles when I'm sleeping? It's not when I'm awake. It's when I'm sleeping. I'm not aware of it.
No. I take that as a compliment. I would hope that every American would go to bed each and every night thinking about my tremendous mushroom head. Granted, it's only a 2-inch penis, but it's got a tremendous mushroom head. It's the size of a Coke can. And I would hope that every American would go to sleep dreaming of my tremendous patriotic American head. Yes.
Mr. President, says Ben Shapiro from the Daily Caller. Is it true that your penis head is the most tremendous penis head? Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of yours. Is it true that your penis head is the most tremendous penis head that has ever existed in the world? Well, I've been a lot of people talking. I just wanted to get a comment. And I don't know why
Ben, mine is ginormously wide, but no, Peter North would be, I would have to succumb to Peter North. He's the king of porn, yes. He can shoot about 3 feet. When I shoot, it just kind of dribbles weakly out of my ginormous mushroom head. To be completely honest.
We actually, I want to bring to your attention, there's a mural that's been made in Tel Aviv about your mushroom head, and it shows you ejaculating a very strong, a strong and forceful splurge of gold semen, because it's metaphorical, because you are the king of Israel. Sorry, dude, I'm ending this bit, and I'm gonna keep playing these things, but good, dude, good Donald Trump impression, and I'm sorry, this is fun. Hold on.
Okay, but can't I live vicariously through someone else who pisses all over Nancy Pelosi's face? I would probably piss all over her hands, you know, just moves them around way too frantically, just much too, just too much going on. Just feel over
I kind of like the thought of her drowning on piss, though. Like, you know, like that's where I got the idea of that, like, grab her by the ears.
Like, what if everyone, like, the storm the Capitol just, like, started pissing everywhere? And I was like, they're acting right?
Piss on a corrupt politician. Now I feel like an American.
Oh man, this place could go this could go so many places.
I know. President Brazil, you are the funniest motherfucker I've ever fucking fucked upon. Now don't fuck on me and give me that fucking comedy. You motherfucking stand-up comedian, though you don't know it, motherfucking poet.
I know, dude. You're fucking hilarious. Like, if you don't call yourself a comedian, bro. Like,
no, bro, come on, man. Just have fun, bro. You don't have friends that are funny and say, bro, when you're hanging out with your friends and talking bullshit and stuff, you know, you try to make each other laugh, bro. You're a fucking comedian, though. I'm a writer, bro. Like, I've written comedy pilots and stuff. Like, you know, I don't need to go on stage and have, like, people, you know, clap me and stuff. But just having fun, dude. Don't worry. Chill.
I just got here. I don't know quite the context of what you're talking about, but if I could guess, I'd say you were getting trolled. What, like, someone's telling you to get off live or some shit like that? Or am I way off?
Beach, we're happy you're here, man. I don't know. We're so late on these messages, man. Like, I mean, we've been just kind of going, that's, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
me.
This stuff is like,
that's
from
me,
like,
Teresa, right?
Yeah, it's me, Teresa. That's the fucking boy. I hope he's still here, man.
He totally changed his avatar. I didn't recognize him. What's up, me, Teresa? Yeah.
Me, I hope he's still here, bro. I mean, if you haven't figured it out, the concept is that for some reason, politicians pissing in their mouths is like an important thing that needs to be done. That's it, right? Like, that's the entire concept of the bit, yeah.
That fixed everything, exactly. Yeah. Like, enough urine would fix everything. So, we went with it, and it was fun.
I think I would take good places. But I just want to see this. Because, bro, it's like we're going to catch up on shit that happened. This is why I hate, like, letting these things add up. Although I hate to like, ruin, you know, the momentum or whatever. But
right.
I'm just going to Yeah,
we couldn't stop because we were in the middle of a bit, so we couldn't stop because I was feeding off your energy, and if it stopped, my energy would just go away, right?
Yeah.
So,
but I could do that. Totally I could do that forever. You. I could do that forever, and like it's probably not. It's not cool. You know what I mean? It's like I'm just sitting there, like pretending, speaking in an accent, talking about drinking piss. You know, like
eventually, you got to let the people know that you're just fucking trying to crack them up. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Well, normal people would tap out like immediately on that, bro. So like, whoever's listening to this is like, thank you for staying with us on this stuff.
Yeah. Okay. You are troopers, and we got 7 people in the room, so you guys are troopers.
Okay.
You dig troopers, you dig characters, you dig fucking skitty-ish, giggity-giggity-giggity type shit. And I love it. Love you, people. Thank you. Dude, fucking Brazil Press. Dude, fuck!
You can't. Oh, I'm gonna play this, dog.
I know I'm not a comedian by no stretch, but probably if you were to ask me the type of comedians that I actually laugh my ass off, if you want to understand my humor, George Carlin and Paul Mooney. That pretty much tells you a lot about me.
George Carlin, master of political comedy, right? Like,
fantastic.
It's one big club, and you're not fucking in it.
You know, what's funny is, like, I don't know if I've ever actually seen, I think I've seen one of George Carlin's specials. But, like, I read a bunch of his books when I was younger. But I don't think I've seen a lot of his like, specials.
Oh, he's all over YouTube, dude. Check him out. Check. Do me a favor.
I've seen the clips and stuff. Like, I've seen the most, like, you know, big club you're in it, or fucking, like, you have to be asleep. It's called The Dream. So
right. That's one of his most brilliant ones, right? The American Dream.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, God.
You know who's fucking fire, dude? And I started going back through specials because it was a little bit kind of before my time. Robin Williams, bro. Every single one of that fool's shits are like fire, bro.
Fire.
Fire. For like going back to even his early fire, dude. That fool was insane, bro. Like,
he was like ADD and he did cocaine. So his mind is firing at a rate that you can't even like I comprehend his joke like 30 seconds after he delivers the punchline.
100%. That fool is fucking so sharp. I mean, like, and he does impressions and shit too. And he nails it too. And like, if you watch one of those things, it's like, it's almost like watching someone possessed, just fucking, just
thank you.
AK-47 through a. Yeah,
that's best way to describe it, is that he becomes possessed with a character, and he does. Have you ever seen him do the cat and the dog?
Yeah.
Like, but I'm a cat. I want to go outside.
Yeah. But like, bro, he does the cat and the dog, and if you put in the context of the rest of the specials, like, he does the cat and the dog, and then he switches on to some completely other shit, and he's like a gazillion, just one after the other, after the other, after the other, like.
Totally.
I don't know if there's anyone else that can really do what that motherfucker did.
No, because he was so fucking his brain was so fucking rapid fire, bro. Mm-hmm. So sharp.
So
and not just like David Lee Roth, like, hey, I'm just gonna say a bunch of shit because my mouth is moving. No. The shit Robin Williams said was intelligent.
Clever, bro. Smart, dude. You know what's funny? In San Francisco, I grew up in the Bay, right? So there was a tour bus. Like, if you go to L.A., you know, like a tour bus, and you're like, look, there's like, you know, Tom Cruise's house. Or like, this is where they shot The Exorcist, right? In San Francisco, there's tour buses, but there's not kind of less cool shit to see. You know, it's like, look, like, here's a bridge. You know, I'm like, look, they built this building in this year. You know, like, But there's like two or three like famous people that live in San Francisco: Robin Williams, Danny Glover, and Daniel Steele, right? And so the buses would go by Robin Williams' house in like this neighborhood, Ocean Beach, which is like the nicest. Oh my god, it's the nicest neighborhood. Yeah. And he got caught. He started fucking his maid, I guess, or like his child's nanny or some shit, and got his wife divorced him. And like took this fool's like $10 million like house and shit, and these tour buses
on the cliff.
Yeah, hell yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? You've been there?
The house that looks right at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, right up by Ocean Beach. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I lived in San Francisco for 20 years.
Of course. I forgot. I was talking from the Bay, man. Like, yeah. So these tour buses would like go by there like every day and be like,
Yeah. With the guy in the loudspeaker, like, and this is where Robin Williams is, like, got, you know, his wife lives here now because he cheated on her with, like, it's just like, eh, like, how disrespectful, you know?
Exactly.
Like, but if you, yeah, sorry, go ahead. It's okay.
At that point, if you were Robin Williams, wouldn't you hire somebody to just, like, bare their ass cheeks in the window for the tour bus, right? Because you couldn't do it as Robin Williams. But if you hired somebody to do it.
True.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, he used to come to me, like, I never went to AA. I quit my drug problem without AA. But he would come to AA. I met him there. He would go to AA meetings. Oh, yeah. At the dry dock over in like Mission, you know what I'm talking about?
You met him there?
No, I never saw him. But like he would go there, and like people that I met from that would go to those meetings were like, "Yeah, Robin Williams came and like did a set." So he'd like come in and just be like, you know, stand up and talk about being sober and stuff. But he'd like do a whole set for like 20 minutes for people.
Dude, check this out. So I was sober for a bunch. I've been sober, you know, in and out, in and out, in and out, whatever. But so I'm at an AA meeting and the only reason I can say this is because he's dead now, because the whole thing of AA is anonymity, right?
Right.
So, but he's dead now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Bro, who fucking cares? I mean, like.
I'm at an AA meeting in Mill Valley. And fucking Robin Williams is there.
There you go. Yeah, he used to rock up to those.
And I'm like, come on, dude, you're the same kind of person as me. Like, are you kidding? That's a once in a lifer. Like, I'm not gonna go talk to the guy. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking?
Did he share during the meeting?
No, he didn't. No, he was quiet. Okay. He was in the back. He didn't say shit. Yeah. But I went to him after the meeting, and I'm like, Robin Williams. And I'm like, Robin Williams, oh my God. I don't even know what I said. It was probably one of those stupid fan things, right? Like, I worship the guy, like you're talking about, dude. Like, he's on a pedestal that is fucking up there. Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, right?
Jim Carrey's the only person.
Like, Jim Carrey's up
like,
there.
Maybe. Kind Jim of Carrey's like on the there. Same level as him. Like that fool. Anyway, sorry, go. But you're there in Mill Valley. You're there with the fucking goat, dude. He's there.
So I go, and there's like five people around him, right? Like, and I'm trying not to be that guy that's like, right? So I'm like, I'm chilling. You know, I'm drinking five cups of fucking coffee because it's an AA meeting.
Of course.
And, and then finally, I get a moment to speak to him. And I didn't even know what the fuck I was going to say. And you know what came out of my mouth, dude? It was like, Robin, could you do the, what the fuck? The something, something prayer as Elmer Fudd?
Dude, the serenity prayer. Elmer Fudd?
Holy, the serenity prayer as Elmer Fudd.
Bro,
dude,
that's
without
the
even.
Hardest, that's hard, bro. Like, that fool, dude. You probably get a bunch of little simp shit. That's a great thing to fucking say, bro.
Dude,
that's
without,
a great thing to say. Yeah.
Without skipping a beat, he fucking jumped to it.
Mm-mm.
And I'm on my knees, dude. Like, just fucking. Like, fucking Elmer Fudd doing the goddamn serenity prayer in an AA meeting.
Of course. Yeah, dude.
That was priceless, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's. I think about that, like. So he supposedly hung himself, right? He supposedly just like killed himself.
Supposedly.
Yeah. I'm on the same page with you about that. Like,
the weird thing is like question mark there. This guy had a lot of shit going on.
Oh man, I mean, this is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Let's. I'm gonna keep these messages going because we're
let's do it.
Stacking up. Okay.
Well, when you piss in your own mouth, I mean, everything for the rest of the day is gonna taste like piss. I mean, like you might. Probably want to do it before bed, or like, or at least maybe brush your teeth. It makes it a little better, but still, there's that hint of like, if you do it if you're early in the morning, you're screwed. It's just like, what does my muffin taste like?
Mi chorizo, I could not agree more.
Well, I feel like, you know how people like drink whiskey and like if you've drink scotch, like it's kind of like a peaty taste, and it's kind of has it as like an acquired taste. You know, it's very like a smoky kind of thing. I feel like piss is the same thing. You
have to. And then there's kind of, you know, and then there's that Pat Travers song, you know, snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine. So some people prefer to snort their piss. They like to put it out like piss on a mirror, dry that shit in the sun, scrape it off with a razor blade, snort that shit up. And they say it gives them a little bit different buzz. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that they snort their own piss and they drink their own piss. I heard there are people that like really push it to the limit.
That's doubling up. That's doubling up.
You know, I don't know.
I got nothing but pride for those people.
I got nothing but respect for them boys that drink their piss and snort their piss.
I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Fourth field infantry division soldier, sir. I just want to say I got nothing but respect for them boys that drink their piss and snort their piss. And
that's right. Y'all, straight up. Goddamn right.
What if you're a woman, though? How do they, like, piss directly in their mouths? Can they just piss in a cup first and then drink it? Or does it have to be, like, a direct stream-to-mouth sort of, like, that seems complicated, like a... They'd have to freaking like shoot it up in the air and try to like fountain that shit in. I don't
know. Son, okay, I didn't fly halfway a god the fucking world to a little South Asian shithole to fucking stack up bodies of Vietnamese 10 feet high so you could question whether or not it is beneficial to fucking drink this piss, which we all know it is. And what? You take over for me. I need a second.
Well, this is your boy Bill Clinton coming back for a minute there. Thank you so much, Mr. President. But I just got to comment on you know, if you drink enough urine at the Burning Man, you ain't gonna pass out from no dehydration. You're gonna be okay.
I watched my friends die in Korea. I watched my friends die in Vietnam. I watched my friends die in the Gulf War. And I watched them die so you and all of our politicians can have the right to drink piss as much as they want.
That's right. You can drink as much piss or as little piss as you want because you are a free American, because people that have gone before you have fought for your right to choose. Now, don't you forget that, boy. Don't you forget that. As an American, that's your duty to remember that.
When you wake up in the morning and you drink your daily glass of piss, you remember my face because I'm the reason that you're able to do that. And Bill Clinton is the reason that you're able to do that, too. This man, a goddamn patriot. I'm sick of this. Why are we justifying ourselves to these guys, man?
And the reason they should remember my face is because I'm the one that grabbed them by the ears, shoved my cock down their throat, and pissed down their throat till it bubbled out their mouth onto the beautiful floor. And then it made this yellow puddle. It was so beautiful. And then Hillary and I, we liked to play in that puddle.
Like a true iconoclast, man. Like someone that's just going to define what it means to piss in someone's throat for like 100 years to come. I was there. And all I can say is, it's like sometimes you're like, oh, I understand. There is a God. I get it.
Donald Trump, it is true, in fact, that you blew your load, but reports have it that you blew a powdered load. Is this, in fact, true?
I don't see any truth to... Well.
Donald.
Excuse me, I had a little Melania piss in my throat. Had to get that out. What was the question?
Actually, I forget. Oh, maybe it's... Sorry.
I need your mushroom head is tiny, just like your hands, Donald.
Tiny, tiny hands. Tiny, tiny hands. Tremendous mushroom head.
Full of piss, too. Full of piss.
I piss everywhere. I don't even wait till I get my cock out of my pants to piss. I just start pissing, and I have my helpers. They just deal with it. They take my pants off. They replace my pants. They deal with it. They clean the floor. They mop the floor. They're tremendous helpers.
And that's what a president should be, man. You know, enough of this fucking Kamala Harris put everyone in jail bullshit. Like, we're gonna look back on that one. Like, this is the best president since George Washington.
Excuse me. Did you call her Kamala? I call her Cuntmala.
I called her Cuntmala Piss Harris.
Cuntmala Piss Harris.
Piss Harris. Fuck faith.
Yes, because I've pissed in her hair personally 42 times.
And we found on the QAnon boards, we've seen the pictures of that, sir, and we respect you and we salute you for that.
That's your right. True. And not many people know the fact that Cuntmala Piss Harris got her comeuppance, as it was, in San Francisco, sucking the cock of one Willie Brown Jr. Yes, Willie Brown Jr.
No, not Willie Brown.
He stuck his cock down Cuntmala's throat. He grabbed her by the ears. He did not let up. He did not let up. He was a true patriot. He was a true patriot. He did not let up. He drowned her with his semen and his piss. And he did not let up.
So some would say she was baptized and pissed on that day. The people that were there, I think, talked about it. It was sort of like a...
I would say yes.
Here I am. Here I am now. I'm a political opponent. Cunt Molly Harris.
I would say yes. Yeah. And now she has been revealed.
Yeah, dude. Yo, Cunt Molly Harris is amazing. Why haven't I actually seen that, bro? Did you just come up with like a new, you know what I mean? Like, you know how the right wing people like give little nicknames and stuff, all that stuff? I haven't seen Cunt Molly Harris. But that's real? Gonna. Yeah. Did you pull that out of your head or did you see that somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't steal that.
Hashtag it. You do it. But like, it's so obvious. Cunt Molly Harris. But no, here, wait on it. Because wait until Joe Biden dies or like walks on the roof naked and whatever. Wait till Kamala's president and then hit him with the cunt mala.
I trust you, but some motherfuckers are probably out there just trolling, stealing shit, huh?
Probably, but I'll tell you what, I was in the GameStop shit. I've like bought some stuff and I lost some money, so don't trust me. You know what I mean?
Did you do okay?
When it feels right. No, I did fine. I mean, I just threw an amount of money that was like fun. It was like fun to watch. It was honestly it was so fun, bro. For like a few days, watching the whole shit.
So did you help? Did you help fuck the 1%?
Well, I think I didn't. I think no one did. I think they bought more shorts to cover their old shorts. And
God damn it!
Yeah, I think it's just
we were so close, right? Like it's occupied all over again, right? Like
the system wins. That was the fun, exciting part of it. The like feeling like it was part of Occupy. They're still going, right. Like they're still buying like stocks and shit. But like,
bro, oh, I know it's it.
Like, you know, it's like in a casino.
But they're putting the kibosh down now. Yeah, from above, the full on kibosh is coming down.
Is it?
But I think. They've been talking about shutting down Robinhood and other trading companies,
but like,
right?
Okay, but like Robinhood is just like an app that actually makes it easier for like small time people, like the Wall Street best people, to invest
in the market. And then 10 more could pop up if they shut that one down, right?
Yeah, and but the other thing is that like the percentage of money that comes in from like me, I had like maybe like fucking $700.
It's pennies compared to what's going on, right?
Exactly. Exactly. The institutional investors. And like those guys can kind of do whatever they want. So it's like Robinhood kind of, I think what all this is going to do is like Robinhood. Well, no, a lot of people fucking got rich, bro. a lot of people got rich. A lot of people made like a lot of money on this from like the Robinhood investors.
People that knew what was up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know shit. I don't know shit about shit, bro. And if you have any advice, I would love to talk with you on a real tip about like picking your brain.
Nah, it's that, bro. I'm trying to. What I'm trying to do is not want anything. I'm trying to like get to a point where like, you know, I look at Buddhists and they can like sit under a tree all day meditating, and like they're happy. Same. They're probably happier than I am. So I'm trying to get to that point. So same. It's like, fuck money.
That's what I'm doing, dude.
People didn't get it, but
that's what I'm trying to do.
Did you say amino asses?
Amino asses, yes.
We said piss in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's mouth, son. And you need to wash the lint out of your ears and pay attention because this is important.
And you need to get some of those amino asses supplements. Yes, I think you can get them from what the fuck is it called? I can't remember the store.
Amino acids.
Yes, if you go to alexjones.com, they have amino acids.
And Mr. Trump has never said anything about amino acids or where to buy them. And if you continue to perpetuate this nonsense, I mean, this is fake news, people. And this is ridiculous. And I would not piss in this man's mouth if he was choking on a peanut butter sandwich in hot desert. The rascallionism of this false perpetration saying that he said anything about amino acids. I haven't seen it. Yeah, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
Now, I'm deeply disturbed. I'm deeply disturbed, Mr. President. Am I to understand that you said you would never piss in my mouth again? Because I'm deeply disturbed. Deeply disturbed.
And he clearly, let me go on record as saying, he clearly, and of course I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama. He clearly said on record that he would piss in the president's mouth. And let the record show that this is flim-flam. This is a kangaroo court. This is ridiculous. It is very clear the president wanted to urinate in the former president's mouth. And I need to piss.
It's important piss. Granted, he is a black man, and I am a little bit concerned about the black piss, but I will take the Barack Obama piss because it is important, it is crucial, it is imperative to accomplish our next phase of American development. We must join our piss. We must consume the piss. We must move forward. We must get beyond this division. So give me your piss, black boy.
Well, this piss is a Negro piss. And Donald Trump is an Aryan white man. We here talk to scientists that have said he can consume the piss. And the status that the president had as the leader of the free world is going to imbue this urine with powers that are going to make President Trump stronger and more powerful than Godzilla. Okay? And we got this information back from our friends in Korea who we sent this data to. And I'm just excited to see what the Supreme Court has to say about these things we have just discovered. God bless America. God bless our real president, Donald Trump, who is not scared to drink piss. George Washington was not scared to drink piss. Abraham Lincoln was not scared to drink piss. Our president now has not drinking piss on record. This is a calamity.
I'm not scared to drink piss. I'm not scared to drink piss. I drink piss every day. As a matter of fact, I'm filling up a glass of water right now so that I can piss some more because I enjoy pissing. I enjoy pissing. And you know what? I enjoy pissing in poor people's mouths more than anything. I love to piss in a poor person's mouth. And you know what? I'm providing jobs. I'm providing jobs. You can open your mouth, drink my piss. You can receive the Donald, okay? And I am providing jobs. I'm growing the economy. It's a tremendous economy, tremendous economy, fantastic economy. Not necessarily built on our infrastructure or our, you know, manufacturing.
This country was built on piss.
But this country is running on piss. It's built on piss. It's running on piss. This is tremendous piss. I'm going to keep pissing. I'm not going to stop pissing. I'm not leaving. I'm not going to stop pissing. And fuck you if you think I'm quitting, because I'm not a quitter. I'm not a quitter. I've never quit. I'll never stop pissing. You can't make me. You can't make me stop pissing. I will not stop pissing. I'm pissing in your mouth right now. You just don't know it.
Bro. Oh, man. You have to save this, bro. I was dying, bro. I was fucking... my stomach hurts, man. This fucking fire. Best
channel on stereo. Go fuck yourself every single other stereo, dude. When someone else can come through with a Donald Trump piss thing, when any of you guys come through with something that cerebral, you know, come holler at us, dude. But that, goddamn, I was laughing so hard at it.
That's the best Trump I've ever heard in my goddamn life, man. God bless.
Man.
For real?
Hell yeah.
For real, dude?
Well, no.
Wow. No, wow, that's a
but
huge
you did get
that. Oh my god.
I mean, man, just imagine Trump brag about his piss. I was dying.
Everybody that's listening right now, drop a fucking follow on Brazil Prez, drop a follow on me, because we're just trying to crack you motherfuckers up, right? Life is hard right now. Life is fucked up. I'm on unemployment, right? So life is fucking hard right now. So let's make jokes. Let's make light of shit. And kind of, you know, and dude, like I couldn't have done that without you. That was
based. Whatever.
That was riffing. That was riffing off of you.
It's great. It's fun. No, dude, you know how to riff, and it's fun, bro. It's fun. You know how to fucking riff, and I'm loving it.
We're having so much fun right now.
I want to play these messages though, dude. Because like
I want to hear what the people got to say.
It was like 15. Yeah, it was like 10 minutes ago. So I was just gonna catch up on.
Yeah, let's get through them.
Barack Obama. Now, if you're an American, you're gonna piss in your own mouth. Now that's what good American people do. Now that's what I taught myself, and that's what I will teach the young African American children of this country to do.
Chunky. Chunky, yeah, that was fucking brilliant, dude. You nailed that.
That was great. Yeah, that was a great Barack Obama, bro. I couldn't do a good Obama. You did a good Trump. That dude.
I can't do Obama.
Chunky nailed the Obama.
Oh, that was awesome. I can't do Obama.
All right, everybody. We're here on Stereo Live, and we have and his sidekick, Brazil Prez. How you doing, guys? My name is Cartman. And how would you like to suck my balls? I would like to suck your balls, but you gotta get my name straight. It's and another thing, not and another. There's probably another and another, but thank you for getting Brazil Prez names correct, and we would love to piss down your throat.
Yeah, fuck the balls, man. Piss from the ball. We're pissing out here, man.
We're fitting to piss down your throat right about now.
You all pissed out.
I'm sorry, you go right ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just seen that you talk about that bit.
No, you're better than mine. So I gotta work on these things, man. It's funny. Like that.
All I want to say is that Hitler told me it's better to piss down your throat than to get pissed in your ass. What?
That sounds like you have cancer or something. Sorry, guys.
I think Bill Clinton does have cancer.
Bill Clinton got cancer. Drink too much piss. And they drank more piss than they cured cancer. No, I just talk like this. I'm the piss man. Jeffrey Epstein called me the piss man. I've been to the island 50 times. He said he had to get $40,000 worth of baby piss transported just for me. That's true mark of man's character.
Absolutely proven what fucked up Bill Clinton's voice is a bunch of baby piss, because he done drank the baby piss before he done got to that there adrenochrome. You know,
it was tainted baby piss from me and Mark, and that's why we need more regulations against China, so I can't get any more baby piss.
Goddamn Hillary done tricked me. She done took the adrenochrome. She gave me the piss.
Dude. Dave, you're so good, bro. That's such a good one, bro. That's such a good fucking Bill Clinton, actually. That's so good, dude. Thank you.
I just started on that like 2 weeks ago when I started stereo. I started stereo like a month ago. So weeks ago, I started working on the Bill Clinton. I never thought I could do impersonations, dude. So, thank you.
Yeah, dude. It's fun, man. I mean, I think anyone can do impersonations. Like, I think Robin Williams probably, like, stood in front of a mirror, like, for fucking 8 hours a day and, like, pretended to be other things. You know, like, that's why he's so good at it. But I think it's hard to, like, you know. Some people have, like, such a distinct, like, voice and cadence and shit that it's, like, it's easy to
Shit, yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. I think Robin Williams stood in front of a mirror for 8 to 12 hours a day, any famous guitar player did. They locked themselves in their bedroom, and they right.
I think Robin Williams actually talked about how he like actually literally did that. Like he stood in front of a mirror for 8 hours a day.
I mean, he is one of the masters, man. Like, you know, George Carlin. Absolutely, hands down.
I think it, bro. Robin Williams, I think it's Jim Carrey. And Robin Williams, like his shit was so much like oppression based and like, you know, create characters and shit. Like George Carlin's like thoughts, you know, like jokes.
Yeah. Well, they're all different. Like, they're all different. Is the beauty, right? Like, and you can't even compare them because they're all of them. They're apples and oranges, right? But I agree. Like Jim Carrey is next level shit.
Yeah.
Next level, but why? Because he grew up on all those things.
I think these people are crazy. To be perfectly honest with you, like I think if you're like a successful actor in Hollywood, I think you are batshit fucking insane, man. I don't think that like normal people like if you watch Man in the Moon, which is like Jim Carrey's like channeling fucking Andy Kaufman when he's like made shooting that movie or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, this is a crazy person. You know what I mean? Like, you say, Daniel Day-Lewis, like, does method shit. It's like, bro, hey, man, Abraham Lincoln is not going to text. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? You know, you're fucking crazy.
No, I agree. And I think that's a reason why these people burn out like a shooting star. Right?
I don't think, bro, those people don't burn out. Like, Jim Carrey doesn't burn out. Like, arguably... We're bringing in this. Hold on, we were going to go into like conspiracy theories about Robin Williams stuff, but let's keep these messages going. So,
yeah, let's keep them popping.
Yeah,
it was like Hillary with the whole hot sauce bullshit, and then you have Kamala. Oh, I wear Converse sneakers, and she's part of the in crowd. And quite honestly, it's absolutely nauseating.
Probably if you're from the Bay, which she recommends, no one fucking Oakland wears Converse sneakers. Well, it's fucking LA shit, like.
Nobody out of their 20s wears Converse. Come on.
Yeah. I remember there was like a minute where like Converse gang came. No, I don't wear Converse, but like down in LA, like the gang shit, those fools all wore Converse. There were four Dickies and Converse.
Now if she wanted to prove that she was like street and she was from the city, she would have worn
She would have worn an airbrushed Mac Dre, fucking RIP Mac Dre, like a t-shirt and shit, and
what am I thinking? Dal Jeets, those killer boots from like the 90s.
Oh, I don't know about that. Fancy,
right? Like if she was trying to be all San Francisco, but no, she busted out the Converse, like.
Man, there was like a uniform, bro, when I was growing up in the East Bay. It was a baggy pants,
Coke white, Air Force Ones, Pico, Oakland A's hat, fucking super clean ass Nona tee. That was like the uniform in the East Bay. Yeah. You were in San Francisco.
Yep.
Do you remember, if you were there for a long time, but like, I remember I would go out to San Francisco, people were like, were scared to go over to like the East Bay. They won't even cross the Big Bridge. Where were we living in San Francisco? Whereabouts?
Oh, I lived all over. Haight and Fillmore for a bunch of years. Then Mission and 24th. Mission and 29th, excuse me, for a bunch of years. Right where Valencia and Mission come together.
Right super there. Close to fucking what's the taco place? The burrito place?
There was a bunch of them, but
By 24th,
the killer one though was this El Salvadorian place that was open till like four in the morning.
I know exactly what you're talking about, bro. They had those papooses were fucking awful.
Right across the street from my fucking place too. So anytime you're coming home, you're like, I guess I'll go get some killer
food. I know, bro. So good.
Oh my god! And right next to the Ben Davis store, like that's like three doors down, right?
That's just not. I mean, that's just not there anymore. But that's shut down like a
long. That was back in the day.
No, but you were next to one of my favorite burrito places. Just there's La Taqueria right off 24th, but then there was I'm blanking on the name right now.
Cancun was one of my favorites.
Oh, I love Cancun.
The best one was another one.
Ocean Taqueria, bro. I don't know if you ever went there. Ocean Taqueria was one of my fucking favorites. Like their burritos would be like thin, but it would be like a foot long, like longer, foot, like 2 feet long. There was one on Fillmore, like up as you get towards Pacific Heights, and then there was another one down in the Mission. They got shut down for. Farlito, bro. You're right next to Farlito. I mean, right next to Farlito.
Oh, yeah.
But Farlito, that's the one, bro. That's the one.
Dude. El Farlito.
Oh, my God. Farlito.
There's
no fucking Mexican food down here in Brazil. We can't talk about this. We can't keep talking about this.
I know, right? I'm starting to make myself hungry. This is fucked up.
Well, you can get a burrito, bro.
And I ate dinner.
Bear Grylls here. If there's one thing that survival has taught me, it's that you have to drink your own penis, but at the same time, you want to stick it up your own ass. Now, you're probably wondering, how do we go about this? Well, strap yourselves in. Here we go.
That's great, man.
Oh, this is great. This is a whole new conversation. So, the only thing better than drinking piss is recycling the piss through a piss enema. And then continuing the process and completing an entire piss cycle.
Are you doing like a David Attenborough?
I was just
a David Attenborough. I mean, British announcer in general, I guess.
Right? Yeah, exactly. A snorty British announcer.
Yeah, it's nasal. Yeah, but that's David Attenborough. Bro, it's so fun. Like, I feel like I want to like practice these things in the mirror before it. Plus, the two. No. I can't.
I know, right? Because here we're just shooting.
Why your topic is why are black women so aggressive? What do you have against black women in general?
The only thing I have against black women is my penis.
All right, thanks for tuning into another episode and another thing with Dave. Please follow, subscribe, and share. I'm on all social media and another thing with Dave. And keep seeking the truth.
Alright, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If
you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.